All right, everyone. Get ready for a deep dive that's out of this world. We're going deep into UFO research today.
Sounds exciting.
It is. But we're not talking about those blurry photos or shaky videos you see online.
Right.
You guys sent in some fascinating research about infrared and radar tech being used to investigate UFOs. And, well, let's just say things are about to get really interesting.
Yeah, these technologies are bringing a whole new level of, how should I put it?
Scientific rigor.
Exactly. To a field that has, let's be honest, always had a bit of a woo-woo reputation.
You got that right. So for those of us who didn't spend, you know, all weekend brushing up on our radar manuals, can you break down what infrared and radar actually are, and how are they being used to investigate UFOs?
Absolutely. So infrared first. Basically, anything that gives off heat also emits infrared radiation, and that's what these special detectors can pick up. Imagine, like, being able to see the heat signature of something, even in total darkness.
Whoa, like having heat vision.
Kind of. It's super useful for spotting things that might be invisible to our eyes, especially things that move really fast or, you know, generate a lot of heat.
So it's like a whole different way of seeing. Okay, so that's infrared.
Yeah.
Now, where does radar come in?
Radar works by sending out radio waves and then analyzing how they bounce back off objects. It's kind of like an echolocation system, but with radio waves instead of sound.
I see.
This gives us all sorts of information about an object, like its size, how fast it's going, how high up it is, even which direction it's moving.
Wow.
And in UFO research, we're not just talking about the radar you see on the Weather Channel. We're talking about really complex systems like phased array radar, which can track a bunch of targets at the same time super precisely.
So we've got infrared detecting heat and radar bouncing radio waves off things. It's like having two different sets of eyes on the sky.
Yeah, exactly.
But how does this tech actually help us understand UFOs?
Well, that's where things get really interesting. These technologies let us spot things that just don't make sense according to our current understanding of physics, you know?
Oh, I like where this is going.
Imagine an object on radar that's moving at, like, supersonic speeds, making crazy turns, or even hovering in midair with no visible engines or anything.
Okay, now that's wild.
Exactly. Those are the kinds of anomalies that infrared and radar can pick up.
I've heard some skeptics say that these technologies are just as likely to misinterpret data as they are to confirm UFO sightings. How do researchers address that?
That's a great point. And researchers are definitely aware of the potential for false positives. That's why they don't just rely on a single blip on the radar or, you know, a quick flash of heat.
What do they do then?
They look for evidence from a bunch of different sources, like visual sightings, what pilots are saying, data from other sensors. They also look closely at the data itself, taking into account things like the weather and known aircraft activity to rule out anything ordinary.
So it's not just about seeing something weird. It's about ruling out all the normal explanations first.
Right. It's about building a solid case, and that's where things get even cooler.
Oh, how sweet.
With artificial intelligence.
AI. All right, this is where I knew things were going to get mind-blowing. How's AI being used in all of this?
Well, think about it. Trying to look through mountains of data from radar and infrared systems manually, it would take forever, and you'd be bound to miss stuff. But AI can sort through all that data super fast and accurately.
So it's like a super-powered research assistant.
Yeah, and it can find those tiny anomalies that human analysts might overlook. And here's where it gets really cool. AI isn't just looking at data from one source. It's connecting information from all over radar, infrared, visual observations, even sensor data from satellites.
It's like putting together the giant puzzle.
Yes. By piecing together all those puzzle pieces, AI can give us a much clearer picture of what's going on.
So we're not just seeing a blip on a screen anymore. We're understanding the whole story. And speaking of stories, I know there have been some pretty amazing real-life cases where this technology has been key. Can we talk about a couple of those?
Absolutely. One of the most well-documented cases is the Nimitz encounters from back in 2004. Off the coast of California, Navy pilots from the USS Nimitz saw these strange tic-tac-shaped objects.
Wait, tic-tac-shaped?
Yeah. And what's crazy is that these objects weren't just seen. They were tracked on multiple radar systems.
Seriously?
Yeah, including this super advanced radar called the SPY-1, which was on a ship called the USS Princeton.
Okay, that's pretty convincing. But I've always wondered about that tic-tac shape. Did the radar data reveal anything about why they looked like that?
So, unfortunately, the radar data doesn't tell us the actual shape. It gives us info on size, speed, and direction, but not what it looks like. But the radar data, along with what the pilots said in infrared footage, showed that these things were moving in ways that just don't make sense with our understanding of how things fly. Like changing direction and altitude instantly, accelerating and decelerating in ways that would crush a human pilot.
Whoa, it's like they were playing by a different set of rules.
And this is where AI comes in again. Later, when researchers used AI to analyze the radar data, they found even more crazy details.
What kind of details?
The AI showed that these objects were moving in a super complex coordinated pattern. It was like they were working together, communicating somehow.
That's wild. So AI isn't just helping us look at data. It's helping us uncover secrets.
Exactly. And this brings us to another case, the GoFast video from 2015. This video, taken by a Navy jet, shows an object flying super fast just above the ocean.
Hold on. So it's like zipping along like it's in space, but it's right there at sea level?
Yep. And again, there's lots of evidence. The infrared cameras saw it, and the radar data backed up that crazy speed.
That doesn't seem possible.
It's really strange. And what's even weirder is that there's no sign of air resistance, you know, drag. You'd think anything moving that fast would leave a trail or something, but there was nothing.
Some people might say, well, maybe it's just some super secret military drone.
Mm-hmm.
It's something we haven't seen before.
That's a good question, and researchers have definitely thought about that.
Yep.
It's possible, right? Maybe it's super advanced technology we just don't know about yet.
Yeah.
But cases like this one make us wonder if maybe, just maybe, there's something else going on.
So either it's some crazy new tech we've never seen, or it's something totally unknown. Either way, it's amazing. But even with all this incredible tech, there have got to be some limitations to using it for UFO research, right?
Oh, absolutely. One of the biggest problems is that the data isn't always perfect. There can be a lot of noise, you know.
Noise? Like what?
Like interference. Think about it. Radar and infrared can be messed up by all sorts of things. Bad weather, flocks of birds, even other drones.
Oh, I see.
This can create false positives, or it can make it really tough to understand what the data is telling us.
So how do they tell the difference between a real UFO signal and just random interference?
That's where AI comes in again. AI can be trained to filter out all that noise, basically separating the real stuff from the junk. Like, imagine a filter that can find the truly weird, anomalous stuff that we need to look at more closely.
That's pretty cool.
It is. But even when the data is crystal clear, we run into another problem. Figuring out exactly what we're seeing. I mean, is it some top secret military aircraft that's way ahead of anything we know about? Or is it, you know, something truly out there?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, right? And with all this AI and fancy radar, are we any closer to knowing for sure?
Well, that's the thing. It's still really tough to say. Even with AI helping us, it's hard to tell the difference between, let's say, a super advanced hypersonic drone and something, you know, extraterrestrial.
Hmm.
We're always trying to catch up, trying to understand tech that could be, like, decades, maybe even centuries ahead of us.
It's like trying to solve a puzzle where the pieces keep changing.
Exactly. And then there's the problem of, well, access to information. A lot of the really interesting radar and infrared data is, you know, classified, locked away by governments.
For national security reasons, right?
Right. And that makes it super hard for independent researchers to really dig in and figure things out. It's like trying to, I don't know, write a book when half the pages are missing.
So we've got this potentially groundbreaking technology, but we don't always have all the information. And then there's the big question, are we alone? It's enough to make anyone's head spin. But let's look ahead for a second. What's next for UFO research? Any cool new stuff on the horizon?
Oh, absolutely. The future of UFO research is super exciting. As technology keeps getting better, we're going to see some really big changes. Like, one of the most promising things is developing real-time AI monitoring systems.
For real-time, so like instant alerts.
Exactly. Imagine a bunch of radar and infrared sensors all over the place, constantly scanning the skies, and AI is looking at the data live as it comes in. So if something pops up, something that doesn't look like a normal plane or a weather balloon or whatever, bam, researchers get an alert right away.
That's amazing. So no more waiting years to analyze old data. We could actually catch these things, you know, red-handed.
Pretty much. And that leads to another really cool possibility. Space-based detection systems,
Wait, like satellites looking for UFOs?
Exactly. Think about it. Satellites with powerful radar and infrared orbiting Earth, giving us a constant view of what's happening everywhere.
Wow, that's next level.
It is. And of course, AI would be crucial for handling all the data coming in from those satellites. We're talking about massive amounts of data. Only AI can handle that and pick out the really important stuff.
So it sounds like we're entering this like golden age of UFO research with all this incredible technology. But I gotta ask, and this is something I think about a lot, what happens if we actually find proof of an alien civilization?
That's a big one. And it's not just about science, right? It
Yeah.
touches on everything.
Yeah.
Who we are, how we understand the universe, the whole deal. Like, think about science itself. Would their laws of physics be the same as ours? And their technology, would it be so advanced that we wouldn't even be able to understand it?
It's like that saying, right? Any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic.
Yeah. And what would it mean for our religions, our philosophies, our sense of ourselves as humans? These are questions we need to be thinking about now before we're suddenly faced with like a cosmic reality check.
It's pretty mind-blowing to think about, both scary and exciting. But let's step back from the big existential stuff for a minute. Let's say we do make contact. How would we even talk to a species that could be like thousands, millions of years ahead of us?
That's a great question. Some scientists think math might be a universal language, something we could use to build a bridge, you know? Others think maybe music or art could help us connect on a deeper level.
Makes sense.
But honestly, it's all uncharted territory. We just don't know.
And it's not just about talking, right? There's also the question of safety. Like, Hollywood loves the alien invasion story, but even a peaceful encounter could have, unintended consequences.
Absolutely. Think about it. Even just introducing new technologies, new ideas, heck, even new microbes could have huge, unexpected effects on our planet and our society. Like, what if they accidentally bring some kind of virus that our bodies have never encountered before?
Yikes. That's not a good thought.
Right. And then there's the potential for cultural clashes.
Yeah, I can see that.
Even with the best intentions, there could be friction. Their values, their beliefs, their whole way of seeing the universe could be so different from ours that it leads to, well, conflict. We've seen how hard it is for different cultures to get along here on Earth. Imagine that on a galactic scale.
It's a lot to think about.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, isn't the chance of finding another intelligent species out there worth the risk?
That's a question each of us has to answer, I think. But one thing's for sure, the search for extraterrestrial intelligence shows just how curious we are as humans, how much we want to understand our place in this vast universe.
Wow, that's a lot to process. From radar blips to, potential alien encounters. It's clear this topic is way more than just spaceships and sci-fi.
Yeah, no doubt. It really makes you think about, well, everything, really. Where we fit in, what we know about science and technology, even what it means to be human.
So, as we wrap up our deep dive here, what are some of the big things you hope people will take away from all this?
Well, first of all, I think it's really important to understand that, searching for alien life isn't some fringe science anymore. It's a serious field of study with real scientific methods and all these amazing technologies we've been talking about.
It's not just like the conspiracy theories in a dark basement anymore,
Oh.
right?
Exactly. It's real science. And, I hope people are seeing how powerful technology is in the search. Radar, infrared, they're giving us tools we never had before to see and understand these unusual things. And then, of course, there's AI, which is, well, a complete game changer.
AI really is like the secret weapon in the search for aliens.
For sure. But beyond all the tech stuff, I think the most important thing is the sense of wonder, the awe that this whole topic brings up. I mean, the idea that we might not be alone, that there could be other intelligent beings out there, it's humbling and incredibly exciting.
It definitely makes you feel like, whoa, we're part of something much bigger than ourselves.
Exactly. And, we have to remember, this is just the beginning. We're on the edge of some incredible discoveries. As technology keeps getting better and we learn more, who knows what we'll
The
find.
possibilities are mind-blowing. So, where do we go from here? What's next for UFO research?
Well, there's a lot to look forward to. We've talked about those real-time AI systems and space-based detection, which would be amazing. But also, there's this growing movement towards more openness, more collaboration in the field.
Oh, that's great, because for a long time it felt like UFO research was all about secrets and cover-ups.
Yeah, there was definitely some of that. But things are changing. Governments are being more transparent, and there's this realization that we need to work together, share information if we're really going to figure this stuff out.
So maybe we'll actually start getting some answers instead of just more mysteries.
Hopefully. And with more data becoming available to scientists in and out of government, I think we're going to see some major breakthroughs.
It's an exciting time to be following all this.
It is. And to everyone listening, stay curious, keep learning, and keep looking up. You never know what you might see.
Great advice. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the world of UFOs and all the amazing technology being used to investigate them. It's been an incredible journey, and I hope everyone listening has enjoyed it as much as we have.
It's been a pleasure.
And to all our listeners out there, don't stop exploring. Read more, ask questions, share your thoughts. Who knows? Maybe one of you will make the next big discovery. Until next time, keep looking up.